Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Bernard Walton. You know, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than hang around with you for a time of wonder and excitement. Then again, getting my squeegee caught in my suspenders is exciting to me. Anyway, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Mr. Walton.
Ha! Gotcha!
Washing out a few delegates, huh?
He's a bit loony.
Is he dead?
No!
I should have figured out that you were just a dog, because you lived in apartment K-9. This is
enough. Do you mind if I turn this off, Eugene?
Not at all, Mr. Walton.
Maybe we'll hit some excitement in the next town. Well, what is it, anyway?
According to the road atlas, it's a place called Four Corners, Arizona.
How far from it are we?
93.3394 kilometers.
In miles, Eugene.
Oh, 58. And at your present speed, that puts it still more than an hour away. What do I do in the meantime?
You're worse than a six-year-old. Now, let me think. I know. We'll do what the pioneers did when they traveled across the frontier.
Shoot bears?
No, tell stories.
Stories?
Yeah, you know, a tale, a yarn.
You mean a narrative?
Whatever.
We would be following the great oral tradition of American folklore.
Exactly. You start.
Well...
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. It's just that storytelling is not my coup de maître, if you know what I mean.
Well, that education, you never learned how to tell a story. Okay, sit back and I'll teach you how it's done.
Excellent.
Well, let's see. Okay, I've got one. Now... I've been told by some reliable sources that this is a true story, but you'll have to judge that for yourself. It happened right around this part of the country, as a matter of fact. Two guys were driving out to California to conduct some business. The two were distant cousins and fairly good friends for the most part, but what happened to them on that trip stretched their bloodlines thin and their relationship to the breaking point. And that was... what in the world is that?
It appears to be the automobile behind us. And he's approaching very rapidly.
You can't even get away from nutty drivers on a remote highway. Yeah, I see you. Come on around.
Look out!
Oh, nearly ran me off the road.
And not just you. Look!
Oh, he's out of control. He's losing it.
You went over the embankment.
Good grief.
Hurry, Mr. Walton. Pull up.
All right. Get down there and see if he needs help, Eugene. I'll call in on my radio.
Right.
Breaker, this is Window Washer. Requesting a patch.
Hello.
To emergency service.
Are you well? Assistance is on the way. Hold on, I'm almost there.
Over here.
Yes, I'm coming. Hold on.
I'm here. I'm with you. Are you able to move?
Not very well. Help me out of the car.
Well, you know, I feel it may be best for you to stay still. My friend is calling for help on a CB radio and... On second thought, your engine's on fire. The door is jammed shut. I have to pull you through the window. Can you grab my arms?
Too weak.
All right, don't try. I'll pull you. You seem to be stuck. Oh, dear. Mr. Walton, hurry!
I'm coming, Eugene.
He's coming. We'll have you free in no time. Mr. Walton, the car's on fire.
I can see that, Eugene. Get him out of there.
He's stuck.
Oh, well, let me see. But his coat's caught on the door handle. Oh. There. Okay, now grab hold of his arm, Eugene.
Got it.
We'll pull him on three.
Right. One, two,
three.
No!
Okay, keep moving over to the rock.
Right behind there. Get behind it.
All right.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh, Eugene, are you all right?
Yes, and you?
Yeah. Mister, listen. I called in the accident. There's a rescue station just a few miles up the road. They'll be here in a couple of minutes.
No, don't talk. Just listen. There's all this gold, see? More gold than you can dream of. A whole river of it, underground.
An underground river of gold?
I think he's in shock, Eugene. He's hallucinating.
No, I'm not. I've been there. I've seen the river with my own eyes. Look in my coat pocket. Go on, look.
Very well.
Well, what is it, Eugene?
A cloth pouch.
Look in the pouch.
Oh, my. Mr. Walton.
Nuggets of gold.
Yeah, from the river. And this... this is a map that leads right to it. I finally found it, see? All those years of searching, bust after bust, and I finally found it. I was on my way to Four Corners to stake my claim. That's why I was in such a hurry.
You can still stake your claim. The rescue squad will be here soon.
No. No goal for me.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Half the map for you, and half for you. You can split the fortune. If you stay together.
But this...
Please, make an old man happy. Take it. I'm giving it to you.
Okay, we're taking
it. No one else knows. Promise me you won't tell. Promise me.
Yes, we promise. But you must lie still now. Help is on the way.
Yeah, sure. And when you get the gold, you fix yourselves all up like kings. Uh-huh. And you go back to the old neighborhood, and you see the boys, and you give them a big hello from the Smiler. Everybody loves the Smiler. Everybody's friend.
Mister? Is he dead?
No, he's still breathing.
Poor fellow. What should we do, Mr. Walton?
Do? We wait here for the authorities.
No, I mean about the map and the gold. Should we tell the authorities about them or not?
Well, you promised him we wouldn't.
I know, but the thought just occurred to me that he may have stolen them.
So you think the map and the gold are real? But they could be fakes, you know.
True. Which brings me back to my original question. What should we do?
Hello?
Yes, down here.
Okay, this way, boys.
Mr. Walton.
Now, just play it cool, Eugene, and see if the authorities bring up the map. If they do, we'll hand it over.
And if not,
we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, that should just about do it. Mr. Walton, Mr. Melsner, I want to thank you both for coming in to make your statements.
The old gentleman... Who is he?
His name's Logan Smiler, a local character.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Is he, wanted by the police for anything? Anything at all?
Eugene, I don't think he can give out that information.
It's all right. The answer is no, Mr. Melsner. The Smiler isn't anybody special, just a prospector.
Prospector?
Prospector.
Uh-huh. A failed one, unfortunately. He never hit it big. He's a bit loony. Being all alone in the wilderness that long will do that to you.
Alone? Does he have a family?
No, he never married. He was too busy trying to strike it rich. I feel sorry for the old guy. He really thinks the legend's true.
Legend?
Yeah, about an underground river of gold. Old Smiler always claimed that it was real, and he spent his life searching for it.
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah, especially now. The doctors don't give him much hope since he slipped into a coma.
Well, thanks for everything, officer, and let's go, Eugene.
Thank you. And you all have a safe trip out to California. Bye now.
Bye. Farewell. Oh, well, that, I suppose, is that.
What is what?
That is the end of this little adventure.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Too bad. For a little while there, I thought we might actually have the map to a fortune in gold.
But all we really have are the scribblings of a half-crazed prospector and another chapter in the legend.
Yeah, well, it's getting late. What do you say we stay here tonight and get to an early start in the morning?
If you wish. I believe I saw a motel with vacancies on the way to town.
Good. Tell you what, I'll drop you off to get a room while I go gas up the truck and get a few supplies.
A capital suggestion, Mr. Walton.
Oh, there. That's all taken care of. I wonder if Eugene's hungry. Let's see. Room 1, 2, 1, 2, 4. Here it is. Eugene, what do you got the chain on for? It's me. Open up.
Yes. One moment, please.
What in the world? Eugene, what are you doing? Open up this door right now. Now, open it up.
Oh, Mr. Walton, you're back.
You know good and well I'm back. What's going on, Eugene?
Going on? Why, nothing. Nothing at all. I was just, straightening up a bit.
Straightening up?
Yes, I didn't like the way the furniture was arranged. Here, why don't I just move your bed?
No, I like my bed just the way it is. Look, you want to get something to eat?
Eat? Well, at the moment, I'm not really hungry. However, I don't want to hold you back. Why don't you just go ahead?
Are you sure? I mean, you want me to bring you back something?
No. I'll just snack on some granola.
Well, all right.
Oh, there is one thing.
Yeah, I knew it.
It doesn't have anything to do with food. I was just wondering if I could see the other half of the map Mr. Smiler gave you.
What for?
Oh, I'm writing a paper on local customs and legends, and I want it for research.
A paper?
It's right here on my computer, see?
The legend of the underground river of gold. Looks like you got quite a bit done already.
Oh, yes, but I'm missing some vital information that I believe your half of the map can provide.
Yeah, sure. You can have my half. It's right here in my... Good grief, what is that all over the table?
Table? Oh, just dust. Room service hasn't been in.
But it looks like gold dust.
Gold? That's impossible. I mean, you must be mistaken. That's probably just some dirt.
That glitters? Oh, I got it on my pants. I need to wash it off.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because I was rinsing out some things in the bathroom, you know, delicates, and there's water all over the place.
Uh-huh. Eugene, I'm going into that bathroom.
No, Mr. Walton, you can't.
Eugene, get out of my way.
No, I won't.
Uh-huh. Washing out a few delicates, huh? You've got a chemistry lab in here. Eugene, what is going on? Now, the truth.
All right. I conducted an experiment on the gold in the pouch to see if it's real.
Yeah?
And not only is it is of the highest quality.
Then the legend is real?
I believe so, yes.
Great day in the morning. No wonder you wanted both halves of the map. Well, I'll just keep my half, thank you.
Before you work yourself into a frenzy, Mr. Walton, I was merely going to use the map to examine the cave, and I didn't think you, as an older man, would be able to withstand the journey.
Older man? Old, let me tell you something, Eugene. I can keep up with you any day of the week, and don't you forget it.
Oh, Mr. Walton, I hardly think this is the time for fantasy.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll just see now. I'd advise you to stay awake tonight, Eugene, if you want to keep your half of the map.
It is not I who will visit Slumberland first, Mr. Walton, but you. In fact, you seem to be getting sleepy already.
No, you are. Your eyelids are getting heavy.
No, not mine. Yours are.
Oh, no, yours are.
No, yours
no,
are.
No, yours.
Your eyelids are getting very heavy.
No, yours are.
No, yours are.
Oh, no, yours are.
Mr. Walton. Mr. Walton. Sleep occurred at 2 a.m. I knew you couldn't stay awake. Now for the map. Gently, just reach into his pocket.
Ha! Gotcha! Give it to me now! Come on!
You can't take this! It's not yours! This is mine!
Give me!
All right. Hold it. This is ridiculous. We're two grown men rolling around on the floor after a a piece of paper. We ought to be able to work this thing out.
I heartily agree.
Besides, I'm getting thirsty. Aren't you thirsty?
I am a bit parched, yes.
Yeah, well, then why don't I get some water and we'll just sit down at the table and talk this thing through, okay?
That would be acceptable.
Okay. You set up the chairs.
Very well.
I think old man Smiler was right, you know? I mean, the only way we're going to get this fortune is to do it together.
That sounds reasonable.
Oh, good. Then why don't we both pull out our maps and put them together and study them? Now, here's your water.
Thank you. Ah, I agree.
Good. On three, then. One, two, three.
Three. Most interesting.
What?
I was missing some important pieces of information. The name of this road, Old Hopi Trail, and the map's compass here.
Well, that's the entrance to the cave?
Yes, very clearly marked, as you can see. Old Mr. Smiler actually did quite a remarkable job. His directions are quite explicit.
Oh, good. Then there won't be any trouble.
None at all. We should be able to start at first light. So we should get a few hours of sleep.
What's the matter, Eugene?
I don't know. Suddenly I'm feeling rather...
drowsy?
Yes, I... the water! You put something in the water.
Oh, just a little sleeping powder. I mean, you need your rest, Eugene. You've been up all day.
You tricked me.
Well, sorry, Eugene, but I want that gold. And now that I have both halves of the map and a nice head start, I'm going to get it. Have a good sleep, Eugene. Stop. Rest. What time is it? 8:30. I've been in here for more than an hour. I'm glad I brought these markers. I'd hate to be trapped in here. I must be a mile inside by now. I wonder how much further it is. Oh, now what? A cliff? No other way. I wonder how deep it is. Now, wait. What's that? Water. Like a river, maybe? Huh? Okay, Bernard. Secure your rope and get going. There, bottom at last. Not too bad, only about 25 feet. Where's my big lantern? Ah, there now. If my matches are still dry, I'm in business. Oh, my goodness. This is it. This is it! An actual river of gold nuggets! It's even more beautiful than the old man said. I'm rich. Rich! Ha ha! I'm actually rich!
Actually, I'm rich.
What? Who's up there?
Need you really ask?
Eugene?
Correct the first time. I'm coming down.
Why aren't you asleep?
Because you put your sleeping potion in water. My body absorbed it faster, but it didn't last as long.
Congratulations, Mr. Walton. You are standing in one of the world's richest gold deposits.
Well, you're too late, Eugene. I got here first.
Yes, you did. But thanks to my photographic memory, I own the gold.
What are you talking about?
Oh, merely that before I came out here, I stopped at the county office and filed a claim to the cave.
What?
Yes, Mr. Walton. You may have found the cave, but according to this paper, I own it.
Give me that.
Oh, you can have it. Unless I sign it over to you, it's still mine. And there are plenty of copies down at the claims office. Brains triumph again. And, what is so amusing?
You and your brains are, Eugene.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll explain it to you. What you have here is a claim to the cave's entrance. But I guess you didn't notice we've traveled underground a great distance away from the cave's entrance. This cavern still lies beneath unclaimed land.
The rope!
Nice try, Mr. Walton, but youth prevails again. Now I'll have both claims.
Come down from that rope, Eugene.
Fat chance, to borrow the colloquialism.
Then I'll pull you off.
Whoa! Stop jerking on the rope!
Not until you come down!
Stop! Losing my grip! Ow!
Eugene?
Landed on a rock. Can't move.
Don't worry, Eugene. I'll go for help right after you sign over your claim to me.
What?
You heard me.
But why? Cave entrance is worthless.
Not really. It's the easiest way down here. Now sign your claim over and I'll get you out. Otherwise...
All right. Give me a pen.
Okay, here.
There. Come and get it.
Why, thank you, Eugene. For once in your life, you've made me a very happy...
Ow!
What's this?
It's called a pair of handcuffs, Mr. Walton.
Fine.
What? One cuff is attached to you, and the other cuff is attached to me.
All right, where's the key?
Downstream.
What?
Yes, Mr. Walton. If I can't have the gold, then I'll make sure you don't get any either.
Eugene? Eugene! No. No! No!
Whoa! Oh, goodness. That was a bad one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. They really ought to fix this road.
So, is that it? Is that the end of the story?
Yeah. Both guys were stuck by the underground river of gold forever, trapped by their greed.
You're a superlative storyteller, Mr. Walton.
Well, thank you, Eugene, I think.
Though your tale is fraught with lapses in logic.
Oh? Or like what?
Well, where did the younger man get the handcuffs?
Well, he brought them with him.
Why?
Because he thought the older man might attack him or something.
Then why did he not bring a weapon?
Because... I don't know, Eugene. It's just a story.
Nevertheless, the fact should be correct, or the believability will be lost. For instance, the old man said that no one else knew about his find. But if that were true, then why was he in such a hurry to get to Four Corners to file his claim?
Because people do crazy things out on lonely, deserted roads, Eugene.
But to drive so recklessly at such a critical time is highly unlikely, if not implausible.
Yeah, well, tell that to the guy behind me.
He is approaching very rapidly.
Can't even get away from nutty drivers on a remote highway. Yeah, I see you. Come on around.
Look out!
Whoa, he nearly ran me off the road.
And that's just you. Look!
Oh, he's out of control. He's losing it.
No, he's all right. He's all right.
And we're just outside Four Corners. You want to stop?
If it's all the same to you, I believe I'd rather bypass Four Corners altogether.
Yeah, me too, Eugene. Me too.
In Proverbs chapter 1, King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, warns us what can happen when we give in to greed. We become people whose feet run to evil and are quick to kill. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, Solomon says in verse 19, and then concludes, greed takes away the life of its owners. Even though what we heard today was just one of Bernard's stories, there is a great lesson in it for all of us. Don't give in to greed. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. It Happened in Four Corners was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.